Technically, blue dogs aren't really blue. Instead, they're more of a gray-silver color. The exact shade of blue will vary from dog to dog. Many blue dog breeds also have blue noses and eyes, contributing to their silvery appearance. Many different genetic factors contribute to a dog's blue color. Merle dogs have a particular Merle gene, for instance. Sadly, this gene contributes to some health issues. However, other dog breeds have diluted black genes, leading to the blue-silvery color. These genes aren't known to cause health problems. In total, 10 common dog breeds can be blue. Some other breeds might appear blue sometimes, but this isn't always in their breed standard. Let's discover 10 types of blue dog breeds. 1. Australian Cattle Dog. The Australian cattle dog developed when herding dogs were brought into Australia. These dogs eventually developed into their own breed, as they were isolated from European herding dogs. Today, this dog is still quite popular in Australia, though it can be hard to find outside of the country. The Australian cattle dog has a lot of energy as a working dog. They also need a lot of mental stimulation. Therefore, they aren't always the easiest dogs for the average dog owner. These dogs can come in many different blue patterns. They may be solid, speckled, or mottled. 2. Kerry Blue Terrier. The Kerry Blue Terrier on Lycoms in blue, hence the name. They have an attractive, curly coat that can be anything from light gray to deep slate. Usually, their head, ears, and other extremities are darker, sometimes even black. With that said, Kerry Blue Terrier puppies aren't born blue. Instead, they are born black. Slowly, the dog's coats lighten into a blue color through a process called clearing. It takes 18 months for a dog to develop its mature coat color. If you adopt a puppy, expect them to be black. 3. Weimaraner. Weimaraners are usually a brown-gray color, as most carry dilute brown genes. The American Kennel Club only accepts this color. However, some Weimaraners have dilute black genetics instead. This combination of genes leads to them having a steely blue coat. These dogs are pretty attractive, aesthetically speaking, but they are not accepted into dog shows. For this reason, many dog breeders do not purposefully produce blue Weimaraners. If you want one of these attractive dogs, you'll typically need to find a specialty breeder. 4. Boston Terrier. Usually, the Boston Terrier has a black and white coat. Occasionally, these dogs can inherit a blue coat, though. This coloration results from a dilute gene, turning the usual black into gray. Sadly, the American Kennel Club doesn't accept this coat color. Therefore, these dogs are not allowed in dog shows, making them much rarer than other dogs. Most breeders purposefully avoid this gene. If you're interested in a blue Boston Terrier, you'll need to find a breeder that breeds this color specifically. Due to their rarity, you'll often pay more for these dogs, too. 5. Chihuahua. Chihuahuas have no shortage of attractive coat colors, including slate blue. However, this gene remains relatively rare. Usually, it only appears when breeders specifically try to achieve it. Often, Chihuahuas with this color are more expensive due to their rarity. Chihuahuas can have a solid blue coat, or they can have two different colors. For instance, tan, fawn, brown, and white are commonly paired with blue. All types of Chihuahuas can have blue coats. While Chihuahuas are very small, that doesn't mean they don't require a lot of work. These dogs require the same exercise and training that other dogs do, only in a smaller package. 6. Bearded Collie. The Bearded Collie doesn't come in many different colors. However, blue and white are included. Often, these dogs have blue backs and tails. But their underside is typically white, no matter their base color. Like many puppies, these canines typically have a darker coat when born, but this coat lightens up as the dog ages. As a herding breed, this dog has a lot of pent-up energy. Therefore, they require a lot of exercise and stimulation. They're intelligent dogs, but that doesn't always come out during training. 7. Italian Greyhound. The Petite Italian Greyhound is much smaller than the regular greyhound we are used to. These dogs can come in a few different colors, including blue. Often, they display white markings on their face, chest, and belly. Like practically all blue-colored dogs, this breed carries the genes for a dilute black coat. Of course, when you dilute black, you get gray. Despite being toy dogs, Italian Greyhounds do require a lot of exercise. Therefore, they work best for an active family that plans on taking their dog on plenty of outings. 8. Australian Shepherd. The Australian Shepherd is among the most popular dogs in the US. They are well known for their merle coat, which can give them a blue appearance. Usually, they have bright blue eyes, too. With that said, Australian Shepherds are hardly ever wholly blue. Usually, the merle coat combines gray, black, white, and blue. Sometimes brown even shows up, too. The merle gene causes dilute spotting throughout the dog's coat, causing the blue coloration. The amount of splotches varies a lot from dog to dog. Some merle dogs may not have any, while others may have almost entirely gray coats. While these dogs are popular, they can be a lot of work. Because they're herding dogs, they have a lot of energy. They also happen to be one of the most intelligent dog breeds around. While these smarts come in handy for training, their high intelligence leads to boredom. When a dog is bored, they tend to make their own fun, often involving destructive behaviors. Keeping these dogs entertained and exercised can be a part-time job. Therefore, be sure you can handle their needs before adopting one. 9. Great Danes. Great Danes are one of the biggest dogs around. They can also sport blue coats. However, unlike most breeds, they can get this coloration through multiple gene pathways. Some Great Danes inherit dilute black genes, similar to most other dogs on this list. Usually, these Great Danes have a solid gray-blue coat with white markings on their underside. Alternatively, Great Danes may also inherit a Harlequin coat. This pattern resembles a merle coat. However, a separate genetic code causes it, so these dogs don't typically develop the health issues associated with the merle gene. These dogs have splotches of blue on top of a white base. Still, some of these dogs can have more blue splotches than white backgrounds, making them look very similar to solid-colored dogs. The biggest stumbling block to adopting a Great Dane is its colossal size. These dogs take up a lot of room. Luckily, they often don't do much more than lay around. Their endurance is relatively low, limiting the amount of exercise they need. However, you must have enough space for them to sprawl out, which is often impossible in a smaller home or apartment. 10. Neapolitan Mastiff. The Neapolitan Mastiff weighs about as much as a Great Dane. However, they have much more muscle and aren't quite as tall. They're a solid block of tissue, thanks to their past as guard dogs. This breed can come in many different colors and shades. Black, blue, mahogany, and tawny are all accepted by the American Kennel Club. Sometimes, these dogs may be almost solidly colored. However, they may have a striped or brindled appearance at other times. Like the Great Dane, these canines take up a lot of room. Usually, they tend to be rug dogs, spending much of their day lying around. They require minimal exercise and are fiercely devoted to their owners. Many consider them excellent guard dogs, especially since their size tends to scare off potential intruders. However, you also have to consider the upkeep of these dogs. They must eat a lot to maintain their figure, and they will often claim a lot of space within your home. Up next.